Hi, Imorag. How are you doing?
I'm fine. That's better.
Is it better? Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, that's better.
Well, we'll just get going. I'd like to thank you for coming forward and letting me, chat to you about, I'm not sure what we're going to chat about, actually.
That's fine. We'll just make it up as we go along.
We will indeed, yeah. let's do that. Let's start making it up. Have you had a think about musical things you want to chat about, or music you want to play or listen, or that you like to listen to?
Absolutely. I have. Mm-hmm. And when you start, and I listened to Cliff's podcast.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. And I thought, it's really, really hard to narrow down your what you like musically into, half a dozen tunes. Mm-hmm. And the more you think about it, the more difficult it becomes. Mm-hmm. I've discussed it with my family. I said, music for me is music. It inspires you. Mm-hmm. And it should be emotional in some way, whether it's happy or sad. I think most of my choices are happy choices. Uh-huh. And they're related to times of my life that I look back, with fondness. Mm-hmm. I don't look back really on any particular times of my life with regret or anything. Yeah. I always think that, fairly forward-looking person. Mm-hmm. There certainly are times when, I look back and think, oh, that was a nice time. Mm-hmm. So I've had quite a lot of thought about that. Actually, most of my choices are probably for young people, when they're not fairly recent, but for me, mm-hmm. they're mostly related to my young adulthood onwards, rather than my childhood.
Okay. I mean, we do use music to reflect, take us back to. Well, sometimes we use it, I think, deliberately to do that, and then other times. It just transports us somewhere, doesn't it? We can't predict that sometimes. It's just we arrive in an emotional place and we're like, whoa, how did I get here?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And sometimes when you hear something that reminds you of something lovely, mm-hmm. if you're having a difficult or challenging time, mm-hmm. then that can be really helpful, because it does allow your mind to move on and think of nice things. So, and listening to music for me does that. It relaxes me, allows me to switch off a bit, mm-hmm. lose myself in whatever music I'm playing at the moment.
So do you kind of use music in that way
aid to relaxation? Yeah, I think I just like listening to music. I don't always, I think, put the time aside to do it. And I mm-hmm. think actually having thought about this made me think more about taking the time to listen to things I enjoy, so that was really helpful. I've got a massive list, but I decided that the best thing to do is just to see where the conversation took us, mm-hmm. and sort of like give you a starter for 10 on what. So I think the first one that I really was thinking about was something that kind of took me back to when I was a student, uh-huh. but also it's something that sticks with me because of my love for the West Coast. I'm originally from the West Coast, mm-hmm. And although I was born and brought up in quite a small village inland, I can't think of anything better than being on the West Coast, mm-hmm. With the sea and the beaches. Mm-hmm. And the sea lochs. I just absolutely love it. I can even cope with the midges because I enjoy it so much. So the first one I wanted to really bring up was the Going Home.
Okay.
So it's the theme from Local Hero.
Yeah.
And it just conjures up images of beaches and sands, mm-hmm. and I love the area round about Arisaig and Morar, and of course the beach there was deemed, you know, Canistaraf Beach, was in the film Local Hero.
Yeah.
And also in relation to adulthood in holidays up the west coast. But the other thing that it ties in with is doing the Great North Run, where they always play that.
Oh, okay.
You know, at the beginning of the Great North Run.
Do they? I didn't know that. I've never
been to it. Right? And it's quite, you know, you're standing there in your wave, and if you're me and you're slow, you're away at the back waiting for ages to start. And they play that, and it's really quite emotive. I just love it.
You mentioned, you talked about the West Coast, you talked about Arisaig, mm-hmm. Morar. That's more of a kind of holiday sort of destiny, holiday memories, is it?
Yeah, holiday memories, mm-hmm. but equally, when I first started work, my second job was up the West Coast.
Okay.
Not near there, it was further north.
Okay.
A village called Lochcarron near Plockton,
right.
And close to Skye.
Yeah.
So I worked there for a few years, and I would have said that probably what influenced my decision, really, where my career went,
right.
to work in fairly rural mm-hmm. Areas and not to go back and work in the city. Mm-hmm. And although my sister and I bought a practice mm-hmm. Back where we originally came from. I always lived in a small village away from towns and cities.
Mm-hmm. But where is that Morag? Is over on the west, you said?
So where I was born and brought up?
Yeah,
so I was born and brought up not a million miles from kind of Aisley,
okay.
In a wee village called Inchinnan, which at that point was just a wee village, but it's now all kind of part of... Oh, it's virtually part of the Glasgow conurbation. So joined up to Erskine and Bishopton, and you know that flows up around the side of the mm-hmm. the Clyde. But as children, you know, it was just surrounded by green fields. I remember watching the QE2 be launched down wow. the Clyde from a field behind our house, and we all stood at the top of the field, and we probably didn't see it at all. But you know, it was quite exciting.
Sure.
So yes, that's where I was brought up, and uh-huh. my grandpa had a boat, and we always used to go holidays on this wee cabin cruiser up the west coast to Tinnabrook and over to Ross Sea and places like that. It was amazing when we were children, the sort of thing that all kids love.
So now that you're in the Borders, do you look for the sea? Do you head out to the coast at all? Do you go over to the east?
Yeah, I mean, I love to go over and walk up around about Coldingham and St Abbs. Uh-huh. That's a beautiful walk. Myself and my husband and my daughter go there. Our lives are very busy, and we don't maybe go as often as we might. And I suppose the times that we usually go around about Easter and round about the Maybank holiday.
Yeah.
So we haven't done that this year for obvious reasons. But I love that. And we've got dogs, so taking the dogs to the beach. it's lovely.
Good fun, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's great. I'm getting loads of pictures in my head of beaches.
Okay.
And that's good.
Yeah, that's good. You've got to think of like white sandy beaches on a beautiful day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And seeing that kind of turquoise sea that you get in the west coast and out in the islands as well.
Which looks really beautiful, but the minute you kind of try and take a wee paddle in there, you can get a shock.
It's very cold. But, you know, we've got pictures as kids that my sister and I, you know, up round about Gearloch and Ullapool and places like that, where we've got lilos and we're in our swimming costumes. We obviously didn't feel it cold then,
but I could
tell, you're absolutely right, it is freezing.
Yes.
Maybe not quite as cold as it is at Coldingham.
I think you're right, when you're younger, you can tolerate it a lot more, I think.
Probably our parents used to sit and wait till we went a bit blue and then call us in. So my next choice that I've thought about is not really related to the West Coast, but in some ways it ties in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, goes back to when I graduated, and I graduated from Glasgow.
Yeah.
And a lot of my friends, Glasgow dentists, all kind of wanted to stay around about Glasgow when they graduated, and I think nothing much has changed really. The first new year after we graduated, a group of us went to Campbelltown.
Okay.
One of the boys in my class had a job there, and we went up and stayed with him, and then the Paul Simon album Graceland had just been released. So I remember that being, that was played all of the time in the car on the way up.
It's a great album.
It's an amazing album.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I realised at the time, you know, what a controversial kind of album it was, in relation to, the boycott of, you know, the UN Anti-Apartheid Committee. He went to South Africa to record it. And I think that it's still a very key area, you know, what he did at the time. I don't think he just thought he was going there to, you know, purely for musical reasons and to work with local musicians. But I don't think everybody agreed with him at that time. But putting that all aside, it is an amazing album. And that you could choose in, you know, most of the tracks in it are good and make you want to sing and tap your feet. And I went recently to see his last concert with my friend up at, it was at the, crikey, the SEC.
Right.
Yeah. And it was in the new, oh, Craigie, what do you call it? Not the Armadillo.
The Hydro.
Sorry?
The Hydro.
In the Hydro, and it was absolutely brilliant. And I think when we went, we were a bit kind of, the first time, you know, when he is opening, I can't remember what his opening number was, it was a wee bit dodgy. The first few bars were like, oh dear, has he still got it?
Uh-huh.
And he clearly did have. It was absolutely brilliant. So I'd like you to play something from that.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket.
empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Diamonds on the soles of the 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 shoes. Say she's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds." And I could say, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Sign of a wave. The poor boy changes clothes and puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, "Honey, take me dancing," but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh, and everybody here would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about soles of my shoes, yeah. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes.
Well, I mean, I'm interested to know where we're going. Are we kind of, are we doing this chronologically, or are you just...
Kind of. So yeah, but I'll chuck in a wild card later on.
All right, okay.
Yes, but it. So I think, because I was looking, I was thinking, you know, none of my musical choices are very clever or very cultural, I don't think, but they're all just things I really enjoy.
That's you know, really the important thing, you know.
Isn't it?
You know, you don't need to, you know, try and be anything with what your musical tastes are or what you enjoy listening to musically or what affects you. You know, it's just, it is what it is. And
yep. So my moving on from Paul Simon, my next one was probably the first stadium gig. Not the first one I ever went to, but the first one that I absolutely remember being just bowled over by it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Genesis 1987 Invisible Touch concert at Hampden.
All right.
And of course, well, Hampden for me, clearly it's in Glasgow, and so... it's going to be the best place probably to listen to a stadium concert ever. It was, I got the tickets by default. I wasn't planning to go. I always liked Genesis, but someone I knew couldn't go and offered me the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can't even remember who I went with. That's terrible, but it was 87. And it was fabulous, and it got dark, and they had, and it was the first time I'd seen a big music show associated with it, and the atmosphere was just electric, you know.
They were huge at the time, weren't they?
They were, weren't they? Yeah. You know, just amazing band. So if you could play Invisible Touch, that would be great. That would take me right back to that time. So actually, it's all round about, you know, kind of just when I first started working and probably started to get to have a bit of an income and be able to do things after a few years of fairly frugal living.
Sure.
Is that
kind of has that continued through your adult life, you know, going to concerts, going to see live music
Not as much as I'd like,
right.
But yeah, we do that. But it's very much in relation to whether we can or not. We've got animals, we've got chickens and dogs and cats, and it's not always quite as easy just to scoot off when you live somewhere rural to go to a concert.
Yeah.
And so these things do require quite a bit of planning. But I like to, and I think on my you know. I'd like to do more of that, but actually in the current situation, it doesn't sound a very comfy thing to be doing at the moment, to be thinking of these things.
we are actually seeing so much creativity, aren't we? Like on social media, people are doing live streaming of concerts from their, you know, from their living rooms, and which is interesting as well, because you have an insight into their, you know, their home, you know, what they're like at home, what clothes they wear, what they've got on their walls.
That's right. Yeah. One of my director colleagues that I've known for a long time, a dental director, had said that one of the things they look forward to when they're doing like Teams meeting things to see what people have got on the wall behind them, what their kitchen's like. somebody probably could make a living out of advising people on what to on what to do.
You know, well, that could be a new, you know, a new career pathway that comes out of all this. Yeah.
So I think in mentioning Van Morrison, so that he's one of my all-time favourites. I am, you know, grumpy and antisocial as he appears to be. I think he can't beat his music.
Has he? Has that always been the case? Like, you know, from you being a young adult, and
not really. No, probably since maybe my late 20s, early 30s. I would have said. So that is probably for me a young adult now at my age. But yeah. So my sister, who's 5 years, she's 5 years younger than me, we've been to see him a few times, so she likes him too. So I'd really like you to play one of his songs, and it's one specific one. So it takes me back to when I got married in 1996. So we just wanted a very small wedding, didn't want a big fuss. And so we chose, you know, just married in a registry office, which actually in Glasgow at that time, and I don't know if it's the same, and now it was the old Italian embassy, and it was the most beautiful building. And that was just luck. That wasn't down to any amazing forward planning on their behalf. But one of the songs that, just for me, I just loved, and if I'd had an outdoor wedding, which she didn't really do in the 90s, I would have wanted this played as well. So it's In the Garden by Van Morrison. I don't know if you know that one.
I don't.
You don't. So it's not one of his better known ones, but it's just, I just love it. I love everything about it.
Fields are always wet with rain. After a summer shower, when I saw you standing in the garden, in the garden, wet with rain. You wipe the teardrops from your eyes in sorrow. Yeah, we watch the petals fall down to the ground. Yeah, and I sat beside you, I felt the great sadness that day in the garden. And then one day you came back home. You were a creature all in rapture. You had the key to your soul, and you did open. That day you came back to the garden. The old and summer breeze was blowing against your face. All right. The light of gold was shining on your countenance divine. Yeah, you were a violet color as you sat beside your father and your mother in the the garden. The summer breeze was blowing on your face. Was then your violet, you treasure your summery words. Yeah, and as the shiver from my neck down to my spine ignited me in daylight, in nature, in the garden. And you went into a trance. Your childlike vision became so fine. And we heard the bell within the church. We loved so much and felt the presence of the youth of eternal summers in the garden. All right. And as it touched your cheeks so lightly, born again you were and blushed, and we touched each other lightly. And we felt the presence of the Christ within our hearts in the garden. And I turned to you and I said, no guru, no method, no teacher, just you and I, nature, and the Father in the garden. Listen, oh guru, no method, no teacher, just you and I in nature, in the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in the garden, with rain. No guru, no Nelson, no teacher, just you and I and nature. In us the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost in that garden. In the garden wet with rain.
Band Coldplay, like Coldplay, and I thought about, oh, you know, what could you play, and then so I ended up with a massive list
of Coldplay songs.
Yeah, I was like, oh my goodness, because for me, they are kind of dance around the living room with my daughter songs. A lot of them, yeah, you know, so Viva La Vida, Paradise, that sort of thing. And my daughter, she's 13 and a half now, and she's the light of her life, really, to be honest. We waited a long time for her to come along, and well, she's a teenager, and she's bringing the you know, teenage attitude, and the deep sighing and huffing, which is quite funny at the moment. I wouldn't change it for the world.
Of course not.
This has brought us so much joy. Yeah. So I think looking at that one that I thought, and it also kind of ties in a wee bit with how we're feeling just now and the current situation. So I thought Fix You was a good, that would be a good choice, because a lot of us maybe kind of need, you know, a bit of help being, as the situation's fixed round about us at the moment. So some of us are supporting the fixing, and other people, you know, particularly people with mental health problems at the moment are just you know, such a struggle for people. Mm. I feel hugely blessed that I've got a supportive family. Mm-hmm. I've got a job that allows me to work within our board and hopefully get things right for everyone, keep mm-hmm. people safe, and hugely privileged to be in that position and be able to do the kind of work we do. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people who will be really struggling just now, who are maybe isolated on their own, mm-hmm. don't have good support networks. And I think, you know, we all need to work together to get it right for absolutely everybody, but being really mindful of the people who are struggling more at the moment. So I think if you play this one, that I like this song, and I just think that the kind of ethos of fixing things for people and helping to fix people.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think it's, everybody, I think, is struggling to some degree. You know, some are coping better than others.
Yep.
And, you know, but we all need someone there. We all need
Definitely.
Someone that mm-hmm. we can turn to, that we can mm-hmm. talk to. You know, we can pick up the phone to, you know.
I think
as time goes on with this, people who perhaps thought they were, you know, strong enough to cope, just still find these moments where mm-hmm. you know, it's tough, it's hard. You need someone else.
It's hard, and I think, you know, you have to also, you know, to ask for people mm-hmm. that, you know, to ask for help, you have to be quite brave to be able to ask for help.
Sure.
It's not easy,
yeah.
you know, and I think it's important for everybody, and we're discussing this at home mm-hmm. the other night about kindness and being kind to people. That if you can only do one thing, just be kind.
When you try your best but you don't succeed, when you get what you want but not what you need, when you feel so tired but you can't sleep, stuck in reverse, and the tears come streaming down your face, when you lose something you can't replace, when you love someone but it goes to waste, could it try to fix you.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Yeah, so she's having her lessons via FaceTime with Carly still.
Right, okay.
But she, Evie's, she's great, and she really enjoys it. And I think probably like your children, she's found that, you know, something else that she could do that takes her mind off maybe other things. And so she's been practicing, I would have said, more.
Yeah.
She's learned tunes just off her own back, to do with, you know, Scottish tunes and things.
Yeah.
Watching what people are playing on Thursday nights for, you know, clap for, you know, for key workers.
Yeah,
and my husband, Derek, plays the pipes. He plays the bagpipes, so he's been piping for all our neighbours. Evie's not quite plucked up the courage yet to pick up the fiddle and go out with him.
She
she's still a bit, you know, maybe she had other children that did it with her, it would be, but she's not quite ready. It's quite exposing, and she's not ready for that. But yeah, so you know, and she's found that helpful.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah. So, but no, and I think I did look at, there was quite a few Scottish tunes. My last one is a, it's not a traditional tune, but it's going back to, a bit of the kind of Scottish stuff. So my last one is You'll Know Skerry Vore. So they're Take My Hand.
Okay.
That was our 2019 holiday tune. So that was with Evie being the DJ in the car.
Okay.
So we had her playlist, but my niece, who is the most amazing niece in the whole wide world. She was at Tyree Music Festival last year, and they were playing there, and she shared this with us, and we just love it. And it makes me think of my family. So my niece and my lovely nephew, my sister and brother-in-law, my mum and dad, who I've not seen and can't see really, you know, because they're just too far away to go to. So this reminds me of all of them, but equally reminds me of our holidays last year, where we would play this in the car, tootling about. We didn't go to the West Coast last year, but we went up Saturday morning. We did have a day trip across to Loch Arran. So this was our 2019 holiday song. And we went to see Skerry Vore just before Christmas last year in Edinburgh, and they were brilliant. So,
so a soundtrack to happy holiday memories.
Here we both stand, the moon and the stars like the dance floor. All that we need is here in the still of the night. All of the words could never describe the wonder, the feeling of peace when everything is just right. Here we both stand, longing to hold one another, summer air, wishing that we could stay in this moment forever. Into the night, young, pure and free. Take my summer would seem so long, and we'd sing our favorite songs. We heard them on the radio, it was long ago. An endless night and laughter until the dawn, a time when our dreams were born, paved the way for all we have and all we need. Take my when you looked at me, you were all I could see. A slow dance as you placed your hand in mine. It was never a better time. Moving to the station, haunting melody. Take my
brilliant.
Yeah.
Morag, thank you so much for taking the time to have a blather with me.
And, no, thank you very much for indulging me.
Brilliant.
Okay,
I hope
thank
the rest
you.
Of your day works out fine.
I'm sure it will. Thank you very much.
Right,
okay,
you,
cheers. Bye.
Bye.